It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us in New York City. It is Monday, April 7th. The year is 2025 at this minute, at this second. The championship game. The national championship game is being held for college basketball down in San Antonio, Texas, where the score between Florida and Houston is tied at 8. About 5 minutes have gone by here in this matchup. We'll keep you up to date as the game continues on. And we've had a full show so far. We get started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We had a great chat with someone who played college basketball, is now an analyst for ESPN and Fox Sports, Matt Muehlbach. Came through and joined us, and he feels that Houston, he'd give them the edge over the Florida Gators. I would too. Hickey would as well. Rich Ackerman joined us, and he felt the same way. We'll check in with Marco Belletti and get his thoughts on what we'll see, although Marco will have the benefit of the game having started already. Hey, also, we talked about Alexander Ovechkin. Now with 895 goals, besting Wayne Gretzky by one. No one in NHL history has more goals than Alexander Ovechkin. Hey, we talked women's hoops. UConn obliterated South Carolina 82-59. Gino Auriemma with his 12th national championship. We talked about Cooper Flagg, man, on his way to the NBA. Well, he's going to be on a bad team. Hopefully he can help turn them around. And, of course, we have more to do. At the end of the show, we'll take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history. I got to tell you about a loser in the NFL. Shohei Ohtani was busy today. Ohtani was at the White House. What was he doing? Nothing. Taking pictures. Is it? He's like, hey, I'm a World Series champ. He's taking pictures. Okay. We got some word about Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. And then, earlier we discussed the new contract of Vladimir Guerrero Jr. 14 years, $500 million. They're going to pay this man until he is 40 years old. I hope by the time he's at the end of his contract, they're playing in a better stadium, okay? Because what was that thing called? The Sky Dome, whatever it is. That thing has got, it's got to be, Hickey, I want to say it might be the oldest. Is it the oldest stadium in baseball? It has to be at this point, right?
Well, now with the A's moving, I mean, outside like Fenway and obviously like Chicago.
Oh, Fenway. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But like those like historic venues, Dodger Stadium. Like,
it's there. So for the modern stadiums, yeah. Fenway Park, 1912. Wrigley Field, 1914. Dodger Stadium, 62. Angel Stadium, 66. Now, that place is a dump. Kauffman Stadium, home of the Royals, 73. And all of these places have been through massive renovations. The Rogers Center doesn't look like it's been touched. Out of the new stadiums, it went up in 89. 89. That place looks like, you know those play zones where you take the kids to run around like crazy people?
Yeah, oh yeah.
The ball pits and the nets and the running and the jumping?
The tubes, the slides.
Yes, that's what the Rogers Center looks like to me. It just looks, it's nondescript. What is the biggest thing about it? It has a roof and it opens? Do they ever even open it? Like once a year, twice a year?
They do open it. I thought you were going to say the hotel in, what is that, Wright Center Field?
Oh, that's right. Now,
that'd
be
cool.
That'd be cool. Yeah. That'd be cool. Oh, my God. Who was that dunking the ball? Oh, my God. Houston leading Florida 10-8. Now, if I remember correctly, that they have a balcony that overlooks. Doesn't the balcony overlook what's going on there, right?
I've only seen, you could be right. I'm just going to claim ignorance. I've only seen a few videos where people like kind of open up the curtains like they're in a normal hotel room. And then all of a sudden it's whoosh, there's the field.
Right.
Maybe, you spend a little bit more dough. You can actually sit on the balcony and watch the game. That'd be pretty sweet.
I think you can. I think that'd be crazy.
That'd be very cool.
Yeah. I couldn't have that, Icky. I couldn't do that.
Why not?
I'm too illegal for that. They'd kick me out.
You're too illegal?
Yeah.
I've never heard that. Put like that.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good for me. I'm surprised nobody isn't already taken advantage of that thing. You know?
You're saying climb down?
No,
field?
No. Hotel.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Hotel. Like a spectacle?
Yeah, you go. What is it called? Hotel right field. Hotel Rogers Center, yeah.
Well, I guess even if you have a balcony, just open up the curtains. But
the 10 closest hotels. What is it? Outfield.
I would say in the field, not near the field, on the field.
This hotel room has a view tailor-made for baseball fans. Okay, let's look at it. Okay. Come on, give me the view. This stupid TikTok. Oh, my God. They want me to type in all these letters and stuff that I am.
Is it like find, you know, the
no.
the stoplights?
Select two objects that are the same shape.
Oh, my goodness.
And two letter M's. Okay, M and M. There we go. They're the same thing. All right.
They make some of those tricky.
All of this for me to look at a stupid TikTok video.
To show that you're not a robot.
Oh, crap. It's in center field, bruh.
Dead center?
Oh, my God. Wow, yeah. It's a Marriott Connect, Marriott City Center. It's above the outfield. Expansive floor-to-ceiling windows providing great views. While on game days, you can look. Oh, my God. Yeah. So there is no, there's not like a deck or a terrace, but you just have one big window that overlooks the stadium. That's cool. You can watch the whole game. That's pretty awesome. Hickey, I got to do that one day. I'm going. I'm going to do that one day.
That'd be very cool.
Yeah. You can't have a spectacle. It's too far. Nobody would see, but this is fun.
I pull the bed over, and you can lay in bed and watch. I was going to say watch game.
I think they did have a – they showed a video of a guy who did that. He pulled the bed over to the window, and he watched the Blue Jays. Now, why you would want to do that, I have no idea, but it's for the experience.
Well, I mean, those hotel chairs are not exactly the comfiest.
You know what? I don't even ever like sitting in them hotel chairs. You know?
Just stand up by the window?
Pacing around? I don't know. Wait, when I'm in them chairs, I'm like, let me just make sure I'm fully clothed. It's like the subway, you know?
Those chairs are gross. Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Yeah. Can you, do you ever want to imagine?
Nope.
How?
Whenever that hotel was built, that's when that chair was first put there.
How thoroughly do they clean those chairs in between visits?
Do they?
You think they hit with a vacuum, right? I don't know.
I would hope. I mean, I guess the least you can do.
You think it's getting in them, especially the ones that are cloth, the couches? Are they getting like a steam wash in between guests?
No chance.
Nobody's hitting it with like the deep clean. What do you call that when you you do the rugs?
Yeah. Oh, like, yes. Some vac?
Yeah, with the soap and a soap and a water.
Right. It's
the soap. Yeah.
Have you ever seen one of those machines like at the in the cleaning cart? Because I haven't. Now I see the towels getting changed. I hear the vacuum going. I never see one of those machines all of a sudden coming out and they're, you know, going to town on the couch. So
they're not deep cleaning? No.
Okay. I'm gonna say no. So maybe that guy has a good idea after all. Hey, I want to sit, watch a game and be comfortable.
Yeah.
It's the chair, the bed. You know, I'll just drag the bed over.
If it's a leather chair, at least you can wipe it down, you know?
Yes. Agreed.
You can do that on your own. Fabric, beware.
I've seen a lot of stories there.
Yeah, you can see some of the stories on some of the stains sometimes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. What a world. I've been in too many of them hotel rooms. If I never saw another hotel room in my life, I think I'd be good. Anyway, Houston is leading Florida right now 12-10. Almost 11 and a half minutes have gone by here in the game. And this was expected to be a close game, even though I feel most of us are giving Houston a slight edge on this one. Heading into this, Houston, we saw them having to battle back against Duke on Saturday. They pretty much stopped them at the end of the game. And Duke was up 14 points with 8 minutes left. And then Houston just said, not anymore. And we talked about Kelvin Sampson, just 69 years old. There's nothing else for this man to accomplish in his entire career, really, but to win a championship tonight. And he said, you know what? Who cares about Duke? He didn't say it exactly that way. He said, we have been underestimated this entire time. This is what he told CBS on Saturday.
I hear what people say. You know, Duke this, Duke that. Duke's great. John Shire is awesome. But don't sleep on Houston. Don't sleep on Houston. We weren't 34-4 playing in the Toy Poodle League. We were 19-1 in the Big 12. Playing in the Big 12 helped us.
Yeah, we got two teams here that had to bounce back on Saturday to advance to the championship game. I mean, Florida did the same thing against Auburn. It was more of a back and forth with 15 lead changes. Auburn led by 9 points at the half to ultimately beat Florida, beat Auburn 79-73. And Todd Golden, the head coach of the Florida Gators, he spoke Saturday as well. Matter of fact, he spoke yesterday and he said, look, we respect Houston. We ain't afraid of them.
Obviously, we respect everyone that we're playing against. We don't fear people. We respect them. And that goes for the coaches as well. You know, like all these guys that we're competing against at this point are, you know, either Hall of Fame coaches or potentially on their way to being Hall of Fame coaches or really, really successful head coaches.
Yeah, what else is the 39-year-old guy supposed to say? Like Hickey and I just talked about this. If you saw... Oh, Hickey, this advertising is crazy. This is not good. I haven't had Wendy's in a long time, but they're selling a $1 burger. Hickey, come on now. Tell me that's not good advertising. I want one now.
That is great advertising, especially this late at night.
Yeah, because, Hickey, when I get out of here, you know what I want to do? Eat.
Not many places open.
Cookout. I go to Cookout.
Okay.
But for one, Hickey, I just know what the Wendy's is going to make me feel like tomorrow, you know?
The $1 sounds good in theory. 2 hours later, you're going, what am I doing?
They're going to make me wait 2 hours at the stupid drive-thru, too. Now that I think about it.
Are they slow?
Oh, my God. Hickey, they here in Atlanta, fast food, what? You know who does fast food? Chick-fil-A. Everybody else, slow.
Really? Wow.
Oh, my God. There is no such thing as let's get the customers in and out so we can make more money. Concept doesn't exist. Doesn't exist.
Bad business model.
It's terrible. Hickey, one time. This is the last. I'm over here going off on a tangent. I want to talk about the college basketball, but they shocked me with the sandwich. Hickey, one time I was on eating a terrible food binge for a couple of days. I was like, whatever. I wanted Wendy's. They sell breakfast. I wanted a breakfast sandwich from Wendy's. And this was a Sunday morning, Hickey. I pulled up. You want to know who was in line at the place?
Who's that?
Nobody. You know who drove? Put an order in first and then went there? Me. You want to know what they told me in the drive-thru line after I ordered, Hickey?
Oh, no.
They told me after I made my order, hey, pull over into one of the parking spots and we'll bring it to you. Hickey, I was waiting for like 20 minutes. I backed my car out of the spot after like, I don't even want to say 10 minutes. And I pulled it up to the window. And they were like, hey, we'll bring it right out to you. And it took them another 10 minutes to bring out 2 breakfast sandwiches and stupid potatoes.
They always talk about their beef being, you know, never fresh. Frozen, always fresh.
Is that why they had to defrost it? What happened?
I think they're killing the cow, probably. I think they're talking about it's like extra fresh.
Oh, my God. I'm like,
what are they doing?
I'm like, it is Sunday morning. There's nobody here but me. One person pulled up after me. I'm like, what the hell could be taking them so long to give me 2 breakfast sandwiches and potato? Like, what are they doing back there? I could have went home and made my own breakfast sandwich before they brought it out to me.
Crazy.
You know what, Hickey, has a social experiment. I don't know if it's a social experiment or a science one. I may drive to Wendy's when the show is done just for that $1 burger. We'll see.
And then put a timer on your phone, and let's see how long it takes.
Oh, my God.
I'd be curious and fascinated to see.
Oh, my God.
$1 burger takes 1 hour.
We'll see. We'll see. Hey, right now, Houston leading Florida 16-10. But back to Todd Golden. He's 39 years old. Right before this game started, the 69-year-old head coach and Kelvin Sampson kind of gave him the power shake. You shake his hand, and then you pat him on the back, and then you pat him some more, and then you grab his shoulder, and then you talk, and then it's something that only an older guy can do to a younger guy or someone who's trying to exert, you know, power or experience. And I yeah, Todd Golden, what, he doesn't have nothing to lean on. I had no experience. I mean, this is the every tournament victory here in the tournament is as far as he's ever been. And so you got to believe he's sweating in his boots just a little bit, but we'll see. Expect it to be a close game, and it is certainly as such. 18-13, Houston leads Florida. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk some college football, because we got two prospects that in a matter of weeks, these guys are going to be drafted into the NFL. I'm talking about Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. Every day, every week, there's some new rumors involving both of them. And the Tennessee Titans, they have some thoughts on Shedeur. Is it good? Is it bad? I'll tell you about it on the other side, and I'll give you the latest on Travis as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. This is a close game. I hope it stays this way the whole time, okay? Houston currently leads Florida 21-18. There's about 7 minutes to go here in the first half of the game. If I can do some early look or take an early look at the box score. Walter Clayton Jr. from the Florida Gators. This could be good or bad. He has 0 points. He has 0 points, and Florida is only down by 3. Now, you could say, hey, Florida is so close and he has nothing. Or you can say they're locking him down and they're going to keep him like this. So we'll see sooner than later. Well, at some point over the next hour or so, hour and change, this is why they go out there and play the games. And Walter Clayton Jr., his stock has certainly jumped given his recent performances here during the entire tournament. 30 points and 30 points. He's gone 30 plus in the past few games. And we'll see what happens with him come June. I mean, he was expected to be a second round pick. And now people are looking at him going, well, damn it, we got to go ahead and select this guy in the first round of the draft. And so we'll keep you up to date as we continue on here with the show as much as we can. One thing that we do know, NBA draft doesn't come around until June. The NFL draft, it feels like forever, right? The NFL draft is actually going to take place at the end of this month. And we know the usual suspects and the names at the top. Well, is it going to be Cam Ward going to the Tennessee Titans? Where does Travis Hunter go? You know, Abdul Carter was... Hickey, did he meet or is he scheduled to meet with the Giants? It's going to happen, right?
He had breakfast with them, and then I think he's going to the facility this week.
Nice, okay. We'll see how that shoulder is doing. Doesn't matter. He's going to get drafted high. And so we see the usual suspects, and there's no more... The stories and isn't any more hype around anybody but besides the guys from Colorado. That's Shedeur Sanders, the son of Deion, and Travis Hunter, who walked away with the Heisman Award, playing defense, playing offense, wide receiver, defensive back, all of the things. And so last Friday, Shedeur Sanders in Colorado held its pro day. And Shedeur threw the ball, and people are getting on him about tapping the ball, coming out of the snap, and his footwork, you got to find something to go out there and pick apart. And it's been said a whole lot outside of the negativity thrown Shedeur's way. He didn't take the combine serious and whatnot. That ultimately, Shedeur Sanders is the number two quarterback prospect behind Cam Ward. Well, the Tennessee Titans, they select at number one overall. We've seen the open flirtation between Cam Ward and the Titans. From lunch to, you know, watching Cam throw at his pro day down in Miami. And so there's a lot that's been said. And so the Tennessee Titans, they were at Shedeur's pro day on Friday. They saw him throw. And as a result, the Tennessee Titans basically said, no thanks, Shedeur. We don't need to do another workout. We saw you on Friday. Listen to this report from Ian Rappaport.
Another interesting note after this was the Tennessee Titans plan to show up you know, kind of sparsely at this event, and then work out Shedeur Sanders a little later in the week, privately work out Travis Hunter as well. Shortly after that workout, the Titans brass met with Shedeur, ended up canceling that workout, making one believe that at least they are closing in on a decision about what to do with the number one overall pick. I know a lot of people believe that it'll end up being Cam Ward there. No firm and final word from the Titans, but canceling the Shedeur Sanders workout that was set for this week, at least an intriguing move by Tennessee.
Yeah, they said, we ain't wasting our time. They're just going to take Cam Ward and keep it moving. Why would they do anything else? Like, they've seen it. Now, what are we doing? If you've watched enough film, how much more do you need to see the guy work out? They said they met with him. And after that, you just go, hey, we're going to take Cam Ward. There's nothing to see here. Now, Shedeur was sitting down with ESPN. And he had some different thoughts about being passed over by anybody.
All I need is opportunity. Simple. Whatever franchise want to change their franchise, and there's no doubt who to go with. I've done it over and over and over, so you'll be a fool not to pick me.
I mean, you did it at Jackson State. Good. Okay, good for you. You went ahead and did it at Colorado. Good for you. This ain't college anymore. I get a little bit of a laugh whenever I hear somebody go, yeah, I did it here and did it. There's a difference. We've seen a lot of guys have massive impacts on the college game, college level. We didn't necessarily see no big time impact on the professional level. I can go down a list. Here's a name. Tim Tebow. Hickey, is he doing pregame? What does Tim Tebow do?
Yeah, I think he is on ES. He does SEC Nation. That's what he does.
Ah, okay.
College football pregame.
What'd you say in regards to national? And maybe he likes it this way. Maybe, and good for him. Not everybody needs to be an attention whore. We got a lot of those. He's kind of fallen off the map given where he was, no?
I mean, he not one of the five best college football players or most accomplished, most whatever you want to, you know, phrase it, college football players of all time, or at least in the modern era? Like,
yes. How'd it work out for him on the pro level?
No impact.
Yeah, that one run. You know you suck and they hate your guts. No, I'm saying, Hickey, he went on that playoff run and had that amazing comeback. And then they were like, no thanks. They're like, we're still going to bring in Peyton Manning. We don't want you. Like, I'm like, damn, what else can the guy do? They hated his guts.
And then was it the Jets or someone else? I think it was right. Is the Jets? Then he went to the Patriots. Who said, hey, go play tight end, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, Bill Belichick did that, right?
He won a playoff game, and like 3 years later, they're saying, yeah, maybe quarterback's not for you.
Right. It's bad. Yeah, he was on the Jets with Sanchez, I think. Yeah.
Yes, and I think he ended his career, maybe this was a favor, in Jacksonville, right? Didn't he try to try out for
Meyer? Oh, my God. Yeah, like 4 years ago, right? He had a tryout.
Wow.
Like 3-4 years ago, he had a tryout.
You're right. That's actually more recently than I thought it was.
Urban Meyer did it when he was there. And that's way down on the list of dumbass things that Urban Meyer did when he's at Jacksonville. It's not even something that's memorable. Yeah, I gave Tim Tebow a tryout at tight end, and he got cut. Wow.
He tried baseball, tried to go the MJ route.
In the New York Mets. Did he played in spring training, right?
Yes. Yeah, he never made it above, like, I think, double A.
Did he played in a game? Did he play in a game? Did he play in a spring training game?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a famous video of him in left field falling over himself because he couldn't track a fly ball.
Oh, my God.
That was at a televised spring training game.
Why don't we do that to Russell Wilson, huh?
He's playing shortstop, right? I'd watch that.
How close is he? Oh, my. Can he move from left to right? He's kind of bottom heavy. That's a stocky guy.
And with his movement in the pocket from what we've seen in the last few years, trying to escape it at least?
What did he play in college? Did he continue playing at Wisconsin, or did he stop in North Carolina? Like, good question.
I think he's... Did he play in college?
Yeah, he did. Of course, right? He played, yeah.
I guess he had... I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I definitely don't think he played at Wisconsin because I also don't – I'm not sure. I don't think Wisconsin has a baseball team.
In college, Russell Wilson is second base because he was smaller. Yeah. He played second base for the Wolfpack while also being the starting quarterback for the football team. Yeah, he was a second baseman. Oh, my God. He played baseball for the Wolfpack primarily as a second baseman, drafted by the Baltimore Orioles in the 41st round of the 2007 draft. Drafted again by the Colorado Rockies, fourth round. After his college career, he played minor league baseball for the Tri-City Dust Devils and again for the Asheville Tourists in 2011. Okay. Yeah. When by the time he got to Wisconsin, they told him, listen, bro, that's not the move, brother. Wow. Yep, he didn't play at Wisconsin. Nope. None of that baseball crap at Wisconsin. Just stick to throwing a football, son.
Worked out well. He had a good year at Wisconsin, so maybe that was the move.
Hey, well, it sure was. It laid out the rest of his life, and good for him. Now he got, like, four kids. He's making Ciara pregnant every other year.
Is he married to Ciara, if not for his football career?
Are they married? Yeah, they have to be, right?
No, I'm saying, like, if it wasn't for – I'm saying, like, you know, you said, like, oh, you know, he made the right choice in football, gave him life.
Wait, Hickey, what are you asking me? If it wasn't for football, would he be with Ciara?
Yes.
Or would Ciara be with him?
Would Ciara be with him?
No.
Okay. Okay.
I just –
so really gave everything. Football, he made the right choice.
Bro, let me tell you something. Do you know here in Atlanta, there was a good – I think Marco would like this. There was a good 2 or 3 weeks where women here in Atlanta hated me because I said Russell Wilson is a little corny. They hated me for 3 weeks. You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because these women who, you know, this was on the morning show on a hip hop and R&B station. This wasn't on sports talk radio. And so when I say Russell Wilson, when I think he's kind of corny, the response that I received was, why is he corny? Because he's in a loving relationship with his wife. Because he's there and takes care of his family and his kids. Because he's sweet to his wife. And I said, no, I think the guy's corny because when I meet him, he's surrounded by like 20 publicists and he looks like a lost puppy dog. That's why. It has nothing to do with his family. Like, so I was hated here for like 3 weeks. Although I was in trouble. Not like I was last year, but I was in trouble here. Yeah.
I guess the ladies down in Atlanta did not see the Mr. Unlimited or the multiple Mr. Unlimited videos that Russell put out on social media.
No, they probably never saw Russell Wilson throw a ball. They only know Russell Wilson because Ciara loves the guy. That's it.
And I guess what she pushes out about Russ is, I'm sure, maybe different than how we view Russ
from a
football watching society.
I don't look on none of nobody's stuff, right? I'm pretty sure if I went to Ciara's social media right now, Russell Wilson's walking in the door with 50 million roses, right? He's hanging out with the kids in the backyard, showing them how to throw a football. He's doing date night. You know, it's like, and it's, so I call the guy corny, and the women are looking at Ciara's Instagram, and they're going, well, this guy, JR, what's his problem? Like, he's a great guy. I'm just like, I'm talking about him as a football player. Like, I don't care what he does with Ciara. Let's be real. Ciara wouldn't be with that man if he wasn't a football player. Come on now.
I am also right now on Ciara's Instagram.
Russell looks great. He looks like a perfect husband, right?
Let me just count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20. The 21st picture down is the first one of Russ.
Oh. Oh, so what is it, her and the kids? It's not even Russ.
Her, and it's a lot of her and the kids. Which, oh, honestly, wow, that's what I would have guessed.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of her. Let's just say you would think maybe she's single with some of these pictures.
Well, I mean, she's a beautiful woman.
She is. Good for her. You got it. Flaunt it.
I don't. Oh, here she goes. Let's see. Ciara's Instagram. Oh, my God. Well, what is she selling? Ecstasy out on 4-4. She's selling records, bro. She ain't selling Russell. I don't blame her.
And now go to Russ's Instagram, second picture, him and Ciara.
Whoa. She's on that pool table. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's...
Oh, it's her? Yeah. She got to sell the records. Okay.
So no little memes on Ciara's Instagram of Russell Wilson yelling run or pass on the sideline? None of those?
Oh, my goodness.
No?
Sorry, Mark, I was distracted. Oh, man. I saw her perform one time. Oh, hey, Wembenyama's hanging out with Akeem. What a great photo. Wembenyama at the whatever you call it. See, I was distracted.
The brain has just left the station.
Yeah. I saw her perform one time. It was after the ESPYs. ESPN hired her to do like the post show thing, and it's a private thing that they do. And yeah, it was fun. It was fun. This was like, I don't know, 10 years ago. It was a good performance. Good for her. She's good. For Russ. Yeah, she is. She's an excellent dancer. Amazing dancer. Good for Russell. He's a good guy. I don't particularly care for him. Most cases, he's a good guy. If they said, hey, JR, come talk, I'd be like, sure. And one day it's in the back of my mind. I'm going to remind him, man, a couple of times that I was going to talk to you, why you got to talk to 20 blondes? Why you got to talk to 20 blondes before you talk to me? What's the deal? You got to get permission?
Oh, I wonder what his answer was going to be. Curious.
What is it?
I don't know. I think he's just a PR machine. Like, after he retires and that PR crew is going to get chopped down a little bit, can he talk? Does he do interviews? I don't know. I'm interested to see what that's like.
He's just very, very Hollywood.
You guys are nuts.
What?
He's polished. That's the whole point. It's because he's never going to give you a straight answer about anything ever. Ever. That's why everybody kind of feels like he's fake. There's nothing that's real about him. Sorry, but we're dancing around it. It's not that he's bad. It's not that he's you don't look at it as like, oh, he's a bad guy. It's, I don't know who the hell you are because you just give me standard nonsense. No one. Guys that played with him, nobody feels like they know who he is.
Right, right.
Giants Nation. Yeah.
Did you watch that press conference? It's perfect.
On
everything
Zoom?
He says, yeah, the Zoom. Everything he says is perfect.
Come on. Geno Smith had a real press conference today. How did Geno get a real press conference and Russell Wilson's on Zoom? What are we doing?
Could I tell you?
Nobody wants to meet Russell Wilson. He don't want to meet nobody. There we go.
He'll never tell you anything different. He's going to say everything is perfect, and he's going to have the right answer at all times. But it's all the time. It's not just in the press conference where you're like, oh, but if you get him behind the scenes, you get to know the real guy. No one knows this man. That's what it feels like, and that's why everybody has problems with it, that he's plastic.
Sierra knows him, okay.
We assume? What was it, 21 pictures down? Do we know?
We know his salary. Well, they got a lot of kids.
Yeah, you got to know each other to have kids.
No,
we know each other?
We know his salary.
Yes, we do.
And she does, too.
Yes, she does.
She knows his salary. Good for him. Why are we talking about him again? I don't remember. It has something to do with Sierra. It has to, right? No.
I don't know.
Yes,
I totally forgot
how we got there. You got in trouble in Atlanta, which you said for Russ being corny.
Yeah, but why did I even bring that up?
I feel like Tim Tebow somehow is involved in
that. Yeah.
How the hell did we get to Tim Tebow? I must have missed all kinds of stuff before I left.
We talked about losers.
We started off this
quarterback.
Wow.
Shador.
Damn.
Yeah.
And
losers.
We
that's
Russ
a little rough.
Ciara.
Yeah, we went from Shador saying that if nobody drafts me, I'm going to be a fool. I then said, come on, man, we've had plenty of people who've had college success where it doesn't transfer over into the NFL. And then we went into Tebow. Mm. Then it went into what the hell is Tebow doing? Mm. And then it's like he kind of fell off. He's squeaky clean and all this stuff. And then it went to another squeaky clean guy in Russell. And
baseball, that was it.
There you go, Kevin Bacon.
Tim Tebow, Russell Wilson, both playing baseball.
Yes, there we go. Yeah.
Well, Russell Wilson, he played in college. He played what, a spring training game with the Yankees? Tebow played like 2 years in Double A.
They gave him 2 years?
At least, if not three.
Wilpons.
But he would take time off to, do college game day and whatnot. He would just leave.
It's crazy. The Wilpons basically said, yeah, he sucks. We're bringing him in for an attraction. They said that.
Yeah.
Yes, they
did. Tickets.
Come on down and watch him. Make sure you pick something up, some food.
I'm actually shocked in September of like 2018 that he was not on the roster. Mets were bad for a few years, and I thought for sure they're going to pull
it out. Was there ever a year, though, that they were really that bad that they could justify bringing up? I feel like they were always fringe, where they couldn't make it a complete and total circus for the last 3 weeks.
Man, the New York Mets brought in Mrs. Metten Grimace. This is the new addition. This is Steve Cohen. Why wouldn't they bring in Tebow?
I don't know. I feel like... with the new rosters that you're not going to 40, I feel like that was the reason and the fact that they were fringe. Because they would have loved to. That would have sold tickets. Don't tell me it wouldn't have. Yeah. People would have went.
Hickey, would you get a Tebow jersey?
I hated Tim Tebow. Oh, boy. No, I would absolutely not. And I hate anyone that wears a Mets Tim Tebow jersey. I like Tim Tebow in football. I do not like him on the Mets.
You've seen people in a stadium with Tebow jerseys?
Oh, yeah. There was some dark days of the Mets. And there's some idiots in the crowd.
Oh, boy.
Damn.
Yeah. You said before, keeping it real, no dancing around it. That's the fact. Straight facts.
Oh, boy. Let's see how long. I'm waiting on the first gimmick of the Mets season. How much longer we got to wait?
Well, can they unearth Haktua? Have we found her yet?
Yeah,
she the Mets found her?
Five borough race. You haven't seen that yet?
I did.
Has it made down in Atlanta?
How did the subway win?
Fast. No delays.
There should be no reason the subway ever wins that race. Okay.
Well, some lines. It depends what line the subway is.
By the way, Haktua girl is back. She put a video up making fun of the fact that she's been MIA, and it was basically like, stay tuned.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay, so She still didn't give us a reason.
Nope, she made fun of all the reasons that people said she might be gone, the lawsuit, she's pregnant, she's running away, and it was just like, stay tuned.
All right, so, maybe Haktua, it'll be at a, you know, Met game, throw out the first pitch. Make sure the kids are there, though.
She'll be back with a vengeance, that Haktua. She'll be back.
Credit to the Mets. They can do all the gimmicks in the world, but they don't do repeat gimmicks. They're original. There's no round two for Haktua. That ship has sailed.
All right. Let's see what McDonald's character, the Hamburglar.
Yeah, that's not a repeat. That's a different guy. Grimace is not coming back this year.
Hamburglar. Well, some different. You got to get the Burger King. Get the King out there. The big head or something.
I mean, that would be pretty cool.
The creepy Burger King? The creepy one, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The fans wearing the crown?
Or
I wouldn't say no.
You can combine the two and get the Wendy's with the pigtails with the girl. Get her out there and throw out the first pitch.
The New York Mets had a rally pimp last year. What are we doing? Where is that guy? Is he around? Is he still relevant? Rally pimp?
No. Everything from 2024 is dead. The hot dog eating dog, Iggy, OMG, Grimace, Haktua, they're all dead.
Y'all would do a monkey too, but the Angels did that. What is a rally monkey?
So they want the hot dog eating dog instead.
Rally rat. Sooner than later. Rally pigeon. We'll see. What a world.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
April 7, 2003, Syracuse beat Kansas 81-78 to win its first national championship. Jim Boeheim, he walked away with his first title. Carmelo had 21 points, and it was a wild ending. I want you to listen to the end as Kansas missed the game-tying three, and now Syracuse, they won the national championship. This is from CBS.
Heinrich starts inside, goes outside. Heinrich gets it. Heinrich puts up the shot. It's too long, and Syracuse is your national champion. Has New Orleans given us Final Fours or not?
Yeah, there was another championship. April 7, 2008, Kansas beat Memphis in overtime 75-68 to win its national championship. This was that Mario Chalmers game in overtime. They ran away with it in OT, and then Coach Cal went to Kentucky the next year. But listen to the end of this. This game was wild. This is the synopsis from CBS.
Kansas has made only two threes on the night. They must make one here to extend the game. Collins driving, almost lost the handle. Chalmers for the tie. Got it for 2 seconds. Unbelievable. Dozier at midcourt for the championship. No, we're going to overtime in San Antonio. Gives it back. Arthur swings it over Jackson. And the big guys do it again inside. Back to Douglas Roberts. He'll step back for the three. And Jackson muscles for the rebound. There's Rush left alone. Dozier defending. Shot short. Rush again. This time lays it in. Memphis, desperation time. They were so close to seeing the dream become a reality. Rose with the three. No. Rebound, Arthur. Kansas can taste it. They come back from 9 down in regulation. A Kansas comeback for the history books. Rock Chalk Championship. Kansas takes the title.
Hey, how about that? And in today in sports history for the future, we're going to find out. Well, right now, Houston leading Florida 31-28. Walter Clayton Jr., 0 points in the first half. Let's see if he has a huge eruption to help Florida walk away with the W. And then also today in sports, there was somebody at the White House. His name was Shohei Ohtani. And apparently President Trump, he was interested to meet the guy. Listen to this.
Boy, oh boy, what an athlete. This is so great to be with Dad, you. It's a great honor. You're an amazing athlete in person.
He's an amazing athlete in person. He was amazing on a baseball diamond today. Shohei Ohtani, 3-4 against the Nationals. Hit a home run, but Washington beat the Dodgers 6-4. L.A., shame, 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 9-3. Listen, folks, we'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We're going to find out who wins this thing. Is it going to be Florida? Is Houston going to hold on? We'll talk about it tomorrow. Thank you to Hickey. Thank you for listening. The JR Sport Re-Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move. Thank you, Hickey.